And 7:06, it is clear and 30 degrees in Tulsa, but much, much colder in the outlying areas this morning. We're expecting a high today of only 54. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The vote wasn't close. 7-2 to say no. A Muscogee Creek Nation Council committee turns down a proposal to take over the stalled Kalegi Tribal Town Casino at Broken Arrow.
It says to me that the people of the legislature are ready to move on.
That is Tribal Representative Sam Alexander, audio courtesy of KJRH Channel 2. The developers of the casino project asked the tribe to take the lead in the project that was halted last spring by a federal judge. A tribal committee made it clear last night they want no part of the project. Meanwhile, the Cherokee Nation opens a new casino at Fort Gibson. Chief Bill John Baker says it comes with new jobs for that community.
For any town the size of Fort Gibson to get 80 new jobs is a real win.
The chief says they're good-paying jobs with insurance and retirement. Employment preferences were given to Cherokees. We have a new judge this morning. Tulsa attorney John Dowdell is confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Dowdell will serve as the U.S. District Judge in the Northern District of Oklahoma. He's a native Tulsan and a TU Law School grad. Well, 2 years ago, Oklahoma was 49th in the nation when it comes to a health ranking. A new report out yesterday shows Oklahoma has moved up to 43. While that is better, we are still well below average. Now, Governor Fallon admits that we do need to do more, but holds tight to her decision that accepting federal health care funding dollars would not make access better for poor Oklahomans.
What we've seen with the national changes that have come with the Federal Affordable Health Care Act is we're seeing articles in the paper saying that our health insurance premiums are going up under that legislation.
The governor says to continue moving forward, Oklahomans need to drop a few pounds, stop smoking, and focus on teaching healthy living habits to our children. Well, the flu season is underway in Tulsa, but it's still a good idea to get a flu shot.
The more lectures, the less it will hurt. Okay.
There are confirmed cases of the flu in Tulsa, including some at the University of Tulsa. Shots are being offered at many locations in town, including the Alexander Health Center on campus.
And we're all done.
Bethany Buffman is a nurse at the health center. She says getting a shot is the best way to avoid the flu.
True. It does take from last year's flu vaccines. It covers most of those. So there are some that can sneak through, but it does hit most of those major flu strains. So it's the best way. That and hand hygiene are the best way to prevent yourself from getting the flu.
Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Energy company Samson Resources is laying off 100 people nationwide. 70 of those being laid off are expected to be here in Tulsa. Well, with the bitter cold outside, the John 316 Mission in Tulsa is seeing more people come in seeking shelter from the cold. The mission's Steve Whitaker says he isn't sure if people really understand the circumstances of life out on the street.
Next time you hear somebody complaining about those homeless people downtown, remind them that most of them are from our community. They don't just migrate through Tulsa. We create our own homeless populations. They're brothers and sisters, family members, people we went to church with, people we went to school with.
And while the bitter cold is tough on the street people, it is also rough on our cars.
If you've not had your battery checked, if your battery's about 2 years old, you really need to get it checked, because it's this time of year with these bitterly cold mornings that you're going to find you're going to go out to your car and it's not going to start.
That is the AAA Auto Club's Daniel Carnes. He says this is also a good time of year to check your antifreeze. Our weather forecast, sunny and cool, a high today of 54, clear, continued cold tonight, 28 for a low. Tomorrow, 59 for a high with an elevated fire threat. Now at 610, it is clear and 30. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.